Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 12th to the 18th, 2015. Israeli attacks targeting Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque escalate. 20 Palestinians injured in the crashes. Meanwhile, UN Security Council calls for restraint. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. 18 protesters were injured, including children, on Friday when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank villages using live ammunition, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. IMEMC's Majbat Jali has more.
On Friday, protests were organized at the villages of Bilayn, Nalin, and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank. Anti-war and settlements protests were also reported in Kfar Kaddoum in the north. 18 civilians, including 2 children, were injured in Kfar Kaddoum when Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. According to medical sources, the 2 children and a man were hit with live rounds in the legs and hands and were moved to Rafidiya Hospital in Nablus for treatment, suffering moderate injuries. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at the village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters before even leaving the village. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At the nearby villages of Bilayn and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Betjan.
As clashes this week between invading Israeli settlers and military with Palestinian civilians in Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the UN Security Council calls for restraint and several Arab leaders warn Israel against provocations. IMEMC's George Rishmawi with the details.
Clashes between invading Israeli settlers and military with Palestinian civilians inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque continued during the past week, including 4 consecutive days. Following the visit of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, more settlers invaded the mosque and clashed with the worshippers there. On its part, the United Nations Security Council called for restraint and calm, while several Arab leaders, including King Abdullah II of Jordan, warned Israel against more provocations at Al-Aqsa Mosque, saying that it would damage ties between the two countries. The Jordanian monarch said any more provocations in Jerusalem will affect the relationship between Jordan and Israel. He told journalists, quote, "Jordan will have no choice but to take actions, unfortunately," unquote. The UN call came after the Saudi king Salman bin Abdul Aziz has appealed to the UN chief Ban Ki-moon and members of the Security Council for urgent measures regarding clashes at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. On Sunday, the ministerial councils of the Arab League also warned Israel against possible repercussions for its actions at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, according to a statement released by the League. The council said the Arab League considers the most recent clashes at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and Israel's attempt to divide the holy site a provocation against the Arab states. This is not the first wave of organized attacks by the Israeli settlers and military against the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon visited Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in September 2000, which led to the Second Intifada, a popular uprising also known as the Al-Aqsa Intifada. The brutal assault against Palestinians at the site of the mosque started on Sunday, following the deployment of Israeli soldiers to the area for the Jewish Rosh Hashanah, the New Year holiday. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he will drop a bombshell in his upcoming speech before the United Nations General Assembly meeting. while Abbas refrained to reveal more information about the nature of this bombshell, senior Fatah leader Nabil Shah said there might be drop of some fundamental clauses of the Oslo Accords signed between the PLO and Israel in 1993, upon which the Palestinian Authority was established in 1995. Shaath maintained that the Israeli leadership implements only what they see fit with them and drop the rest, and the Palestinian leadership will act in the same way. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmal.
This week, at least 20 Palestinian civilians were injured during clashes in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Moreover, Israeli troops conducted at least 47 military invasions this week into West Bank communities. During these invasions, Israeli forces kidnapped at least 48 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, among those kidnapped this week, there was 12 children. Moreover, clashes between Palestinian residents and Israeli forces were reported all week in Jerusalem. The clashes started on Sunday when Israeli settlers and police stormed Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem Old City to celebrate the Jewish New Year. 5 Palestinian civilians, including a child, a civil defense officer, and 2 journalists, were wounded in the attack by the soldiers and the settlers. According to Palestinian sources, at least 20 civilians were injured by Israeli troops' gunfire this week. Israeli right-wing groups want to take over Al-Aqsa compound, one of the holiest sites for Muslims worldwide. Those groups claim that the holy site was built on top of Solomon's Temple. On Friday, rallies were organized all over the West Bank and Gaza in support of Al-Aqsa. Israeli troops attacked protesters in the West Bank with live rounds and tear gas. As a result, scores were injured from tear gas inhalation, Palestinian medical sources reported. Later in the week, a young man was shot and seriously injured on Friday at dawn by Israeli army fire near Beit Furik Israeli military roadblock east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. On Thursday night, a Palestinian youth was injured by an army live round to his foot during clashes with Israeli soldiers near the Israeli wall surrounding the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Also this week, the Israeli authorities kidnapped a long-time hunger-striking detainee Mohammed Allan directly after he was discharged on Thursday from the Barzali Israeli Medical Center in Ascalon. Allan restarted hunger strike in protest. Earlier in the month, Allan held an extended hunger strike lasting for 65 days and was admitted to the medical center. He also fell into a coma due to deterioration in his health. He suspended his strike after an Israeli court decision for his release. In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian field regulation officer in the border area was wounded on Tuesday when Israeli forces stationed along the border fence east of Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip opened fire at a jeep of the field regulation service. On Sunday, Israeli forces stationed along the border fence opened fire at farms and homes northwest of Beit Lahia and north of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported but no injuries. For IMENC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 12th to the 18th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Mahi Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.